With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Ignite Your Life Radio, podcast number 21, Gratitude. 3 steps to increase your joy, and they aren't what you think. Today's show is a game changer, y'all, and I cannot wait to share it with you.
Are you ready to ignite your life, to live the life of your dreams? Welcome to Ignite Your Life Radio with inspiring life coach, experienced yoga educator, author, and inspirational speaker, Laura Erdman-Lund. Laura has inspired hundreds of clients for more than 2 decades to live happier, more inspiring lives. In fact, her goal for you is nothing less than your extraordinary life, a life that is full of purpose, deeply fulfilling, and vibrantly joyful for you. Join her as she discusses living an inspired life in today's world. And now, the Ignite Your Life Show with Laura.
Okay, I just realized my phone was on mute. That's really funny. Do you ever have those days? Well, this is one of them. Let me start again. Hey, everyone. Welcome to Ignite Your Life Radio. Laura Erdman-Lund here, and I'm so excited to have you here. I'm doing an experiment today. I am doing my radio show live on Periscope. So I always like to push myself to try new things. And it's tricky for me to do the radio show live because I must admit I usually pace in my house as I think about what I'm going to say to you all because I don't actually script it out. It pretty much is off the top of my head. I just get on the topics I like to riff around and we just talk. But anyway, if you want to find me on Periscope, it's at Muse Laura. You can actually check in right now if you'd like and see me do it live. All right, so today we are going to talk about upping your joy tremendously today. And what we are going to talk about is joy coming from gratitude. Okay, now stick with me, though, because I have been working on gratitude for quite some time now, and I'm going to share what I think are some new ideas around it. So stay tuned. And I've got some awesome giveaways for you. I'm going to say, as always, but I suppose occasionally there won't be a good giveaway. But today is awesome. So definitely stick through to the end. Now, what I want to talk about with gratitude, first of all, what is gratitude? You know, gratitude, we've all heard about it. It's almost become a cliche. Do you know where it started? It actually began, this whole concept of gratitude and gratitude journals in particular, but also making gratitude a major part of your spiritual practice, started with Sarah Van Breathnach. Do you remember the Simple Abundance book? It was, 30 years ago maybe? It was this little pink hardcover book, in fact it still is, that had daily thoughts, daily ideas to inspire you. And one of them was a gratitude journal. And Sarah, brilliant, she sent a whole bevy of these books to Oprah. And she sent one to every employee. So it was on everyone's desk. And it was funny because she was actually on Oprah talking about this. And there was one on every desk. And Oprah said, yeah, I was walking around and I finally said, you guys, what are these pink books? And Sarah started laughing and she said, that was exactly my intention. She wanted to get Oprah's attention by, you know, asking, what are all of these pink books that everybody has? But anyway, one of the things that Sarah did was talk about a gratitude journal. And Oprah was very open in talking about how that gratitude journal changed your life, okay? Now, gratitude journals are great. I have a little oomph to them. I'm going to talk about those 3 things at the end, so stick with us. There's a way to make that gratitude journal more powerful. Now, I wanted to say that in my own story, gratitude has been my biggest shift. You know, I've been really open about a lot of the things that I've worked through in my life, and you know, I've certainly been to the top and to the bottom and back up to the top again and back down to the bottom again. It's been an interesting journey. And one of the most poignant steps for me, though, was for sure stepping into gratitude. That was one of the biggest shifts. There was a time in my life, I share this in my book, Awaken to Joy. I do a chapter on gratitude. And by the way, that's one of the freebies. I'm offering you a chapter out of my book, Awaken to Joy. So anyway, I was going through a really hard time. It was winter, and I had two little kids. My littlest one was probably 15 months old, 14 months old. He was born right at Thanksgiving, so it was probably January, February. I live in Minnesota. Minnesota winters can be a little bit rough and a little bit long, depends. And I was really down, and I was really frustrated because I felt like, I know how to make myself feel good. Why can't I? Right? Why can't I practice what I'm telling all of my clients to do? We've all been there. I've been there too. Okay? And I was just frustrated. We're down in the basement playing, and my son toddled over to my bookshelf, which has no fewer than 250 books plus. Right? It was a floor-to-ceiling bookshelf. He toddles over. He pulls off my gratitude journal and walks over and hands it to me. And he's like 14 months old. It was the most profound moment for me. I mean, obviously, right? It still resonates in me. It was just like, oh my gosh, the universe worked in the coolest of ways, the divine, and using him as a vehicle to say, hey, Laura, take some time to appreciate what you got here, lady, because you've got a whole bunch of really great things. And it was profound. And my daughter had another opportunity to share with me a gratitude. I'm not going to go into it on the radio show, but it's in the chapter. So if you go to lauraerdmanmonth.com/podcast21, this is the 21st podcast, you can get that chapter and read the story from my daughter. It's all free. Just go and grab it for yourself. I've got something else I'm giving away, which I'll tell you about in a moment. It's all in the same download. So here's the thing. It wasn't a really fast shift for me, I must admit. It still took me a few days. You know, what's a few days when you've been down in the dumps, really down in the dumps for weeks? A few days of taking your, you know, getting that shift back up into that higher space. Excuse me. It was really a powerful, powerful thing for me. Okay. So what I like to say is I shifted into a true state of gratitude. Now, stick with me. I'm going to talk about that. Keep teasing you. You're going to have to stay with me to the end because there's lots of good stuff coming. So yada, yada, yada. We've all heard about gratitude, right? We've all talked about how it's important to feel grateful. But here's the thing. When I ask my clients or my yoga students, hey, are you grateful for your life? Everyone responds, well, pretty much everyone. Most people respond quickly, yes, and at the same time start complaining about their life, complaining about their job, being frustrated with their weight, being frustrated with their boss, being frustrated with their spouse. And you know what, y'all? That is not gratitude. So a true state of gratitude is being able to feel grateful even during the challenging times. And here's the thing, how often and how many of you find yourself fixated on that one thing that's not going well, that one friend that's driving you crazy, that one person at work who drives you crazy, that one thing your spouse does that drives you crazy, not the 17 other things, other friends, other coworkers, other things your husband or wife does for you, does well. Right? We get fixated on that thing. We get fixated in traffic because we're annoyed because we're late. And instead, that state of gratitude is really feeling the joy as you go along and feeling it even and feeling that focus, your whole focus being on, you know what, I'm alive, and that is awesome. Okay, so why do you want to shift into a state of gratitude? What is the benefit? Well, first of all, you're going to feel better. I mean, seriously, holy cow, you're going to feel better. I had an opportunity I'll tell you that in a moment. So others will also feel better around you, okay? Here is really, I think, well, it's nice to feel good too, but I also feel like this is the point, okay? To be the light. We all leave residual wherever it is we go. Okay, it's like a wake of the boat behind you, right? What residual are you leaving? Are you leaving a positive, life is great, or are you leaving everybody, that wake behind you, a negative one? There's this great quote, you don't need to write it down because it's on the, when you go into the link that I've shared with you, it's there. I put it there for you. And I actually put the video where it comes from, so you're going to want to check it out. So this is the quote. That everyone whom you meet on this day will be blessed by you, just by your eyes, by your smile, by your touch, just by your presence. How beautiful is that? Everyone in your life, everyone you touch is blessed. And that happens when you're in a state of gratitude. Because you know what? Gratitude lives in the heart. Fear, frustration, negativity lives in the mind. Okay? So you're shifting into that heart space, that loving space. The third reason you want to shift into a state of gratitude, why it's powerful, right? The first one is you feel better. The second one is you leave other people feeling better. And the third one is you're going to be able to handle what life slings at you, okay? You're going to be able to handle it better. So this is the story I was mentioned I was going to say in a little bit. So on Sunday, my phone started freezing on me a lot. It was freezing a lot. And I don't know what you're like, but, I mean, I can't go a day without my phone. It's my life. It's my work. It's everything. So I went to the Genius Bar, the Apple Genius Bar, and I said, help me. And she really, I had the best technician in, she was actually the trainer. You know, people kept coming over and asking her questions, and she's looking at my phone. She goes, this thing has me stumped. I have no idea what's going on here. We're going to have to wipe it clean. Do you have it backed up? And if you've ever heard those words, there's a part of you that goes, oh, crap. Like, is it really going to be okay? And when she said that, I remembered feeling very clear. Whatever happens is all okay. And, in fact, I walked out to get a cup of tea. There's Caribou right there. And I came back with my cup of tea. And I remembered walking through the store beaming light. Like, I felt and I thought, here it is. I love situations when I know I've had this. I mean, seriously, I've had problems with my phone, my computer. It's not the first time. And I've been in a sheer state of panic around it. And it set me to be snippy with my husband and my children, and I've been scared. And I didn't step into that energy at all. And I know it's because I've been working on my gratitude. How powerful is that, right? Nothing has changed. My phone is still having problems just like it did last time. The only thing that changed was me. And stepping into that state of gratitude is so, so powerful. And I'm happy to say my phone is very good. I got all of my videos back. I got, which one of them was my daughter's graduation speech. So, you know, I really didn't want to be losing that. So it was really amazing. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I could have spent hours in a low vibration, hours feeling negative, hours feeling frustrated, and I didn't have any of that. And, in fact, the woman kept coming back. We actually had a woman and a man helping us. And they just stood by us. And my son was buying a computer, too. And they hung out with us. In fact, the man was with us for 20 minutes longer. We were done. He set up my son's computer. He was with us for 20 minutes longer. And in hindsight, I thought, it's because we were fun to be with. You know, it felt good to be in that positive energy. And that's the residual we want to leave for people. Okay, moving on. We got a lot to cover here. So, I actually do have an outline for today because it really is huge. So it really is a mindset, okay? So you're either in a state of gratitude or you're not. You know, you might say, I'm grateful for my life, but unless you feel grateful for your life, you're actually not in a state of gratitude. You're saying you're in a state of gratitude, but you're not in one. It's until you feel it. Those of you who study manifesting the law of attraction is what I'm talking about. It has to be in your vibration. It has to be, excuse me, in your cells. You've got to feel that, and that's what I want to help you do, okay? So stick with me. The next thing I wanted to talk about first before I get into helping you feel it is I always encourage people to have three levels of gratitude, and I talk about this in my chapter of my book, so you can go read it for more information, but I will just quickly summarize it. One, for life. Hey, seriously, y'all, we woke up today. Not everyone did. Have you said thank you? The second thing is be thankful and grateful for the things that come easy to us. These are the things we take for granted. You might have a nice warm home, lots of food, a great husband, great children, a great job, a great bank account, great health. The things that you don't think about, and if you're not sure what those things are, ask your friends and family because they're jealous. Okay? There are things that come so easily for us that we don't even appreciate them because it's so easy. We don't think about it. The third thing you want to feel grateful for, and stick with me, if this one's a struggle, you're going to go download the book chapter and read more about it. Be grateful for your challenges, okay? The challenges you're having in your life are calling you to be or do more, whatever those challenges are, okay? And if you simply look back at your life, at any challenge you're on the other side of, you will see that you are stronger, more resilient, or more flexible, or able to speak up for yourself better, or maybe you're able to listen more. I mean, in so many ways, you had to grow in order to get to the other side of it, right? So how did you grow? And whatever challenge you have right now is helping you do the same thing. Now, if feeling grateful is a bit of a stretch, it's like, can't quite feel grateful, at least you can appreciate it. And appreciation and gratitude have very similar energies. You can appreciate, it's like, okay, I may not be grateful for my financial situation, but I can certainly appreciate that it's teaching me something, that I'm getting stronger, that I'm getting more creative, whatever it might be, okay? All right, so those are your three layers. If you want to read more, check out the book, lauraerdmanmonth.com/podcast21. It is the chapter on gratitude in my book, Awaken to Joy. I wrote this a few years ago, okay? All right. Now, let's talk about the three things you can do, all right? Now, we are going to talk about how to bring it into your body. We are made up of so many layers, and most of us really think about our mind. We work through our mind, right? We think about what we want. We think about our goals. We think about the changes we want to make. We think about what we're going to do today. But actually, we're also comprised of a physical body, an energetic body, if you will, so your prana, your chi, your life force. We're made up of a higher mind, so we've got our thinking mind, our do-do-do-do thinking mind. Then we've got a higher mind that's connected to our higher self, our source, divine, universe, however it is that you think of it. And quite frankly, that's the mind you're in when you're in a state of gratitude. Okay, so we really want to connect to that because that part of us makes awesome decisions. Let's just call it what it is. It makes freaking awesome decisions. Okay, so that's the mind we want to connect to and we want to get to it. Now, here's the thing. We think we need to create gratitude in our mind. Let's think about what we're grateful for. Let's think about it. And honestly, it's a great start. But we can also move it into our higher mind. We can also work on it in the energetic body. We can also work on it in the physical body. Okay, so just imagine, you know, your body is, it's like your hand. Okay, there are all these little fingers to it. And if you're just working on one of those fingers, you've got others you can access. That one little finger can trickle up for sure, but think about how much more powerful it is to work on all of those layers. Okay? So you also have your emotional body, which we're going to tap into. And the thing with the emotional body is the most connected to your vibration. Okay, there are lots of things you can do to shift your vibration, which we've talked about some on the radio show. We'll be talking about it more as we go forward. Lots of things you can do to shift your vibration, but shifting your emotions shifts that vibration fastest. And you know that's what's connected, right? As you shift your vibration, your emotions shift. As you shift your emotions, your vibration shifts. Okay, so step one, you ready? Write it down. Step one, start your gratitude journal, okay? Now, here's the thing. I mentioned earlier, I was going to say I'm going to talk about how to make it more powerful. I was doing my gratitude journal years ago, and I caught myself going, do-do-do-do-do-do, slammed the book shut, set it down next to me, and went to bed. And I'm lying there thinking, that didn't work for me. That didn't work. And I realized I wasn't actually feeling grateful. I was just going through the exercise, slamming it shut, and setting it down. You need to stop and feel. Feel that gratitude for that person. Now, this is a little strong, but I will tell you, this is what helped me understand what I was talking about. I imagined that I didn't have that person. So I was actually doing this with my husband, who is my best friend and my soulmate. He is just amazing. And I was like, yeah, I'm grateful for him. I'm grateful for all the things he does, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, what if he died tomorrow? How would I feel not having him anymore? And it was definitely this feeling of, oh, my goodness, I want to appreciate him fully right here, right now. Like, it changed everything. My heart opened up. I felt the gratitude, and that is the key, right? You have to come back to feeling the gratitude. Okay? So when you do your daily practice, okay, I don't care how many you write, there is no magic number. Okay? I strive for 3, but sometimes I stop with 1 and I just sit with it. You know what? I'm so grateful I have my child. I'm so grateful I still have my parents, my siblings. I'm so grateful for my home, like feeling. So grateful for this inspiration inside of me that I get to share with all of you. And yes, I do feel grateful for that. It just feels so good for me to share all of this. So that's step 1. Take your gratitude journal to the extreme. Extreme gratitude journaling. Okay, step 2. How do you physically embody gratitude? Well, as you all know, I'm also a yoga teacher. And one of the things I study is how we can use yoga to create certain feelings in our body. Because I know standing poses help you feel strong, help you feel powerful, help you stand on your own 2 feet, right? You really do. You work your legs and your feet, it makes a difference. I know back bends help you feel courage. Because as you expose yourself and you ignite your kidneys and your adrenals, you begin to step into a deeper state of courage. I know restorative poses help you, and twists help you let go and release and receive. I also know forward folds put you in a state of gratitude. There is a reason we bow our heads when we pray, okay? When you bow your head, and even if you just do it right now, can you feel yourself soften? When you bow your head, and this is just, it's all forward folding, but really the essence of it is the bow of the head. As you bow your head and let your brain dip, and you bring, it brings your attention more to the heart center, it's so simple, right? This is so simplistic and yet so incredibly powerful. And you can take it further. You can just rest your head on your desk. You know, I'm demonstrating it here on Periscope. So you can rest your head. As you dip that head, it slips you into a deeper state of gratitude. So if you are feeling churlish, if you're feeling ungrateful, if you are feeling that, you can step into a deeper state merely by forward folding. I love this because there are times when I can't tap into my thoughts. I am so far down the track of frustration, irritation, and annoyance that I can't stop the train yet. And I can stop and just bow my head. In fact, sometimes I'll just rest my head in my hands. And I think a part of that resting your head in your hands is the surrender, right? As you just rest your head in your hands, it's like, I give up. And sometimes I give up are the 3 most powerful words you can say, because that's when the universe, the divine, can step in. Excuse me for coughing. I have a sip of my tea. All right, step 3. We are actually going to do a visualization to help you step into your heart space and into your higher mind. Now, here's my present for you. We don't have a whole lot of time left. I'm going to take you through it really quickly. It's okay if you're driving. Feel free to keep driving. Just don't close your eyes. You can still go through the process. And this is one of the things I'm giving you in the giveaway, this visualization. Okay? So we're going to do just a few minutes of this, but it's still going to make a difference. And I really want you to experience what the power of 3 minutes can do for you. So whatever you're doing, if you can stop, put your solitaire on your phone game down, close your computer if you're working on things as you're listening. Let's just take 3 minutes for ourselves. You can do that. Close your eyes if you can and you're not driving. Take a deep breath. Exhaling, let yourself sink down into your sit bones, letting your shoulders relax away from your ears. Take another couple of breaths. Now bring your awareness to your heart center, and that is, we're talking about the energetic heart center, so it's right in the middle of your chest, next to your physical heart, but in the middle. You can put your hands on it if that helps you. And I want you to imagine in front of you someone whom you love and adore unconditionally. Now, as you picture that person, can you feel the shift in your heart center? People talk about their heart expanding. What you're feeling is the energy in your heart expanding. And that's where we want it to be. Feel that. It just feels so good. Experience it. Take one more look at this person you adore. Keeping your heart expanded, allow the picture of that person to dissipate. Keep the heart open. You can take your hands down now. Feel that expansion in your heart. Can you feel the energy? And again, if you can't, it's that expansion you're feeling. That is your energy. Now imagine your love filling the room that you're in. Just imagine that going out and filling all four corners. Just become aware of all four corners. Now think about your family and wherever they are and feel your heart expand to send them love. So send your love to your kids at school, to your spouse at work or at home. Can you feel how it expands? Like you're just thinking about them. As you think about them and imagine them at their school or wherever it is they are, you're going to feel your heart expand even more. Now imagine your heart expanding even more. Let it blanket the city you live in. So feel like it expands and covers the city like a blanket. Just imagine this in your mind. So you're sending love to people who you may never meet. Now imagine your mind is expanding even more. Let it fill the state you're in. Just picture a map of your state and see your love blanketing the entire state. Just feel your heart expand. And feel it expand even more. Let it go border to border, the country you're in. And then let it wrap all the way around the earth. Feel your heart grow. And notice that your love and your energy never thins. It just gets bigger. Bring it all the way around and wrap it around your shoulders like a cloak. And feel your love move back into your heart. Share with yourself all the love you so willingly shared with the world. And then come back. Okay, that was quick. That was 3 minutes. Recording's a little longer, but not much. It doesn't take much. Can you feel the shift? It's awesome. Okay, now we're almost done. I want to give you an extra credit point. I want you to notice any time you are feeling negative and find what you can appreciate in that moment. Okay, that's your extra credit point. Okay, what can you appreciate in that moment? All right, we just have a minute left in the radio show, so I want to point out you can find your freebies again at lauraerdmanmonth.com/podcast21. Please go get that recording and please share it with everyone and anyone and everyone. Let's get the world feeling a little bit positive and more exciting, more excited about life, right? Okay, now be sure you also check in next week. I'm doing a very special show. We're going to talk a little bit about yoga next week. We're going to be demystifying yoga, answering people's questions around yoga. So next week's show is going to be awesome, so be sure you check in. I'm going to have lots of good freebies for that one. I want to thank you all for joining me. It has been a pleasure. Come find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Laura Erdman Lunz. And come ask me questions, too. I love to answer questions, and I use my scopes to answer them. So if you're on the radio show, you can find me there. Find me on Periscope, and I will answer your questions for you. Hey, y'all, may this inspire you to live your extraordinary life. Thanks for joining me, and have a simply magnificent day.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.